Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Ever since landing on the strange new world of Venus, Rocky and the others have been on the run. In the deep gloom of the rotten jungle, Anne is captured by Gorg's men. Desperately, Rocky, Mitch, and Yan race to the rescue. Our only chance is to head them off. We'll cut through the swamp.
No, Rocky, the Negasaur lives there. We will be killed.
Despite Yan's warning, Rocky leads them through the animal-infested swamp. Suddenly, as they plow through the evil-smelling mud, there is a frightening roar.
Hey, come on, Tonto, what's that?
It is a Negasaur.
Rocky, look in front of us. That animal's eating up the top of the tree.
My gosh, it must be 50 feet long.
Let's scram out of here.
Well, you're not scared of that, are you, Mitch?
Scared? No, I'm terrified.
Run for your lives. The Negasaur has seen us.
Take it easy, Gan.
Do not stand here. It will attack and kill us.
Come on, Rocky. It's making straight for us.
I'm ready for it.
That machine gun won't stop it. Its skin is covered by huge scales.
It's no use running, Mitch. The thing's so big it could poke out its neck and grab us before we'd gone 10 yards.
It is just to remain here.
Oh, here it comes! Oh, Rocky, them bullets didn't stop it. Run, it's almost on us. Rocky, come on!
Hold it, Mitch! I've got him!
Take on my tonsil so you have. He's gone down.
Quick, out of the way. If that thing falls on us, it'll bury us in the swamp. Come on, back out of the way.
Well,
that's that.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we were rather lucky.
Lucky? My toe is still alive thanks to you, Rocky. I don't know how you had the nerve to stand and fight the thing.
Will you look at the size and the length of it?
Yeah. Gee, ain't it frightening?
Hey, Anne, have you any more little playthings like this one?
I told you before that we have animals on Venus that have been extinct for thousands of years.
Yeah.
On your Earth.
But there was one thing you didn't tell us. You didn't say it was this big.
Well, I only hope we don't run into any more of them.
You and me both. Oh, boy, I'm still shaking. When this Negasaur fella pokes his neck out at me. Boy, I'll dream about that for the rest of my days. Hey, Rocky, let's get out of this smelly joint.
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure, Mitch. We'll have to travel faster than ever now if we're to get in front of Gorg's men.
This is the track, Rocky.
Oh, boy, am I glad to be out of that mud and slush. Hey, it's even stopped raining.
Shh, Mitch, speak quietly. Hmm? We don't want Gorg's men to know we're in front of them.
Oh, yeah. But, Rocky, are we in front, though?
Hey, that's the point, Rocky. We took longer than you'd figured to cross that swamp, you know.
Yes. Yes, you're right. That's quite true.
Mitchell, listen.
Mitch, we've made it. Listen, they're back there.
How far?
Well, I'd say about, I don't know, about 50 yards.
I got an idea. Why don't we arrange a little reception for them, huh?
Rocky? They have not come any closer.
No. No, you're right. They haven't.
Hey, Rocky.
Huh?
Do you reckon they heard us?
Well, I doubt it. They're certainly making plenty of noise themselves. Besides, we've got to remember that they don't expect to find us here.
Yeah, that's something.
They still think that we're held up by that machine gun back there.
Yeah. Well, why are they sticking back there?
Well, the only thing to do is to creep up and find out.
Yep.
Now, listen. The best thing to do, we'll leave the track here and stick to the jungle.
Right.
Now, listen, fellas. Move as quietly as you possibly can, both of you. Take it easy. We're very close to them.
Yeah, Rocky. Rocky, can you see him?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Where?
Pull aside the undergrowth and we'll spot them.
Right.
Quietly.
No.
We're on the edge of a clearing.
I got him, Rocky. I got him. Hey, look, there's Anne over there on the right. See?
Yeah.
They say she don't seem to be hurt, none.
No, she seems all right. Yeah. Have you any idea what these fellows are saying?
They are waiting for an air car to take them to Grove Palace.
An air car? Oh, I see. Well, we'll soon put a stop to that little scheme.
We will have to hurry. They expect the air car any moment.
Yeah. Hey, you got a plan, Martin?
Yes, I have, Mitch. Now, listen. I'm going to creep as close as I can without being seen.
Huh?
Now, don't worry. Here's the idea.
Yeah?
When I give a yell, you two start firing into the midst of them.
Oh, boy.
Now, have you got that?
Yep.
All right, now listen. When you start firing, be very careful that you don't hit Anne.
Oh, look, Rocky, you won't get away with it. Look, there must be 20 or 30 Venusians there guarding it. They're not fairly tall, are they?
Now, look, don't worry. I think we can pull it off. All you do is remember. Don't start firing till I yell.
He will remember.
Hey, good luck, fella.
Thanks, I'll need it. Have your guns ready.
Hey, Rocky.
Hmm?
Come back. There's a Venusian walking straight for you.
Yeah, so there is.
Oh, my gosh, he must have had us.
Mitch, we've got to grab him before he gives the alarm.
Wait. He has not seen us.
My gosh, you're right now.
Just turned away. He is most probably a sentry.
Oh, of all the luck. You can't mostly shift them.
Well, he might stand there for hours.
Oh, look, we're worse off than ever.
I'll soon fix him. You two cover me.
Rocky!
Do not speak to
me. Yeah,
Rocky will manage. He's almost on that sentry.
Oh, boy, did you see that? Why, Rocky settled him with no more than a couple of grunts.
And now he is creeping towards Gorg's men.
Oh, it's terrific. What a man. Have your gun ready for action, yes?
It is.
Gorg's men are going to get the shock of their lives when we start shooting. Say, just look at him standing there.
Should Rocky be discovered, it will be the finish of him.
Oh, he'll make it. He'll be okay. Say, he's covered quite a bit of ground.
Yes. His hand's still in the same place?
Yeah. Yet I don't seem to be taking any notice of
her. They will be watching her.
Give it to him, Mitch!
Okay, Bill! Boy, take a gander at Gorg's mob. They're running around in circles.
Where is Ann?
Leaving a Rocky. Keep pumping land into that mob.
Here we are, Mitch.
Woo-hoo! Man, I'm so glad to see you all.
Ann, darling, you are not hurt.
No, Ann. Wonderful to be with you again.
There's no time for that. Come on, keep firing. We're not out of the soup yet.
Yeah, but where to now, Rocky?
Back the way we came before Gorg's men recover from their surprise.
The old brothers are awake up. They got a machine gun.
Come on, run for the swamp. Run for the swamp.
Down.
Not yet, Ann.
Hey, it's kind of tough work in this muck.
Yeah. They might be very close on our heels.
Now, let's take a breather anyway. I could do it once.
No, we can't afford to.
And they wouldn't follow us in here. You hadn't said that, didn't you?
Yes, Mitch. Gorg's men would not enter this area. They are terrified of the Negasaur.
Yeah, but they're not the only ones. I hope we don't bump in any more of them babies.
Rocky, I feel it would be safe for us to walk more slowly.
And have them waiting for us at the other side of that swamp. Oh, no, thanks. Come on. We must push on.
Ah, you're forgetting Ann, Rocky.
Why, is there anything wrong with her?
Yeah, she's just about all in, poor kid.
I'll carry you, Ann. We just can't stop.
I'll be all right.
Oh, come on. Let me get
you. No, Rocky, you couldn't. Bad enough without the extra weight. How many?
Now, Ann, would you please stop arguing and do as I say? Come on, now, up with you. All right, there, now. All right, Mitch, you lead and make a fast pace.
Okay, you're the boss, Rocky. Ain't it sure as hard work. I sink to my knees with every step.
I'm sorry, Rocky.
Now, don't you worry. Don't be silly. You just sit there and have a spell. It's a long way to this town of Rodden.
We still going there?
It is the best that we do, Mitch.
Well, I'm not so certain about that, Yan. Playing right into Gorg's hands, you know.
How do you mean?
Well, we figured that he'd allowed us to land so that we would lead him to your father, didn't we?
So we think, yes.
Well, why do that? Why not keep well away from your father?
No, we must go to him, Rocky, and learn his plans for the future. We will be quite safe in Rotten. My father was born there. His friends will hide both us and him from Gorg.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yo, is there any news of the Earthling woman?
I gave you the last report, Sire. She'd been captured as you commanded.
Then why is she not here? I would speak with her.
I expect information any second as to her arrival. Oh,
good. It will please me to look upon her. I have often wondered what their women were like.
Perhaps this is news now. Say. Then, look, voila, j'y approche, toi, Rothman.
Well, why did you threaten them?
Shire, the Earthlings rescued the white woman.
Rescued her?
Yeah, it could.
Please, I beg of you. Oh. There are many Randers who must not understand our words.
Shire, I am sorry. When I am excited, I slip back to our language.
Then stop your grumbling and give me the news.
It is as I said. The Earthlings have rescued the white woman. They took our men by surprise and escaped through the Rotten Swamp.
Through the Rotten Swamp? They went through there?
According to our men, yes.
These people must be daring to brave the home of the Nagasaur. Where are they?
Hurrying towards Rod. They will not be free long, sire. I will order our men to encircle them.
No, you.
No?
I have another idea.
It was you, sire, who commanded the capture of the Earth Woman.
And it was you who spoke against it. You were right, you know. I should have followed my original plan.
It would have been better, sire.
So, you know, we will do as I had intended. We will allow Vokyan and the Earthlings to lead us to his father, the late president of Venus.
But should they reach Rodden safely, the people there will hide them from us.
Will they,
Yes, sire. That was where Vokdar and his son were born. They have many friends there.
No, those friends will give them up.
I do not believe that they will.
I feel that I can persuade them to. Unless they do as I command and give up the Earthlings and Vokyan and his father, I will burn Rodden and everyone in it to ashes. I will burn them to ashes unless they do as I command.
Face twisted with fury, Gorg storms round his room in a mad rage. Unaware of the fate in store for them, Rocky and the others press on for Rodden. Will our friends meet a horrible doom on this strange, mysterious world of Venus? Be sure to be with us for startling developments in the next chapters of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus!